My wife has an announcement. If you get this, the microphone there for her, she has an announcement. Glory to God. Okay, let's open our Bibles, please. And let's go over here to, Mark's Gospel, chapter 6. Mark's Gospel, chapter 6. All right. I'll start reading at verse 35. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, "This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away that they may go into the country round about and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat." And he answered and said to them, "Give ye them to eat." In other words, you feed them. And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat?" He said unto them, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." And when he knew, they said, 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and brake the loaves and gave them to his disciples and to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And they all did all eat and were what? Filled. And they took up the 12 baskets full of the fragments of the fishes. Of the fishes, and they did eat. Of the loaves were they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. Now that's 5,000 men plus women and children. This is a story of, again, I've been sharing today, with giving out of your need. Giving out of your need. Jesus was going to demonstrate how to break the limitations off your life. How to break the limitations off your life. Now, he was in this place up there where there was nothing, and he said, "Feed them." Now, right there, it seems totally what? Impossible. But they had some seed. So as long as you have seed, you can meet your need. It doesn't make any difference how big the need is, but as long as you have some seed. And one of the things he has here is what I call sacrifice seed. Now that seed, to me, has no more yield, but it has more power in terms of its production. It is often made for an immediate need. You see, miracles are good, but it's not to be that you live on miracles. You should have the wisdom of God to be able to plan for the times that you need. But if there's a miracle needed, God can supply a miracle. Say amen to that. Amen. And so in this particular case, they wanted to send the people home, but Jesus said, "Let's feed them. Let's break the limitations off your life." And they did. He looked up to heaven and blessed. Say blessed. Yes. And as he blessed it, he now broke it and began to give it to the people. And once he did, they all ate, and watch this, and were filled. Isn't that wonderful? I said, "Were filled." So Jesus was not concerned about meeting a budget. As long as he had some seed, the budget would be met. Glory to God. See, folks, we really got to get out of the world's way of doing things, because if we keep doing that, we're going to end up in the back of the bread line. So we got to understand, hey, wait a minute, there's another way I can do this. And we talk about it and sing about it and pray about it, but I'm wondering how many people are doing it. I won't go to the next one. It's just in Luke chapter 5, the same thing. Here is a disciple called Simon Peter. He had caught nothing. But here comes Jesus on the scene. He starts preaching and teaching and then gets in Peter's boat and then asks Peter, after he finished preaching, to launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And he did that. And notice what happened. He caught a boat sinking, net breaking, load of fish. Praise God. Now, again, breaking the limitations off your life. So I want you to know right now that there is no shortage in heaven. And there's no shortage where you live. Because wherever you live, you can bring heaven to earth right there. So there is no shortage. So I used to worry about money, but I don't ever worry about it anymore. Because I know if you leave me with some seed, I'm telling you. That's what I told people about coming here. I came here, you know, and somebody said, well, you came here with nothing? I said, I had my Bible. I said, you can strip me all the way down to my underwear, but you leave me with my Bible. You done had it, Jack. I'm going to close the door on you. So that's what it should be, folks. If you got that word of God in front of you, you ought to be able to produce way up on top of the mountain, down in the valley, anywhere you go. Doesn't make any difference. If you got some seed to sow, God will meet that need. Why? He'll meet it in the middle of nowhere. I said in the middle of nowhere. So I don't care how desperate it is, and usually that sacrifice seed is for a right now need, because it's a miracle that you need. And the miracles are something that take place right away. That's one of the biggest differences between meetings that we have, a healing service and a miracle service. One of the things about a miracle is miracles take place immediately. Healing services, sometimes healing comes over time, but miracle comes right away. So if you need a miracle today, what are you going to do? Sow a seed. You sow a seed, God will meet you right there at the point of your need. I want to thank you so much for sowing a seed into our travels and so forth, journeys. We're going back to Africa this month. We're going back to Uyo and Abuja. And just want you to keep that in mind as you sow seed. If God speaks to you about putting something extra in the missions fund, we'd sure appreciate it. We had the seed. We asked you to sow seed for the airplane, for the maintenance that needed to be done, and you sowed seed, and we covered that in one lump sum, over $100,000 in that. And also, we ask you to sow seed for us going down in Tobago and Trinidad, and you sowed seed, we covered that. We're going to Africa now. I'm just asking you, as the Lord speaks to you, because God loves what kind of giver? A cheerful giver. As you do so, I want to thank you so much for your giving. We have a guest artist with us today. You know her very well. She is spread throughout the world. I mean, she's had some of the biggest ministries in the world, Benny Hinn or whoever. She has been on the stage.